News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government intends to simplify the subdivision application process to make land ownership easier for Jamaicans. Subdivision is the process of dividing a parcel of land into several smaller lots and issuing splinter titles for each lot. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who was speaking at a recent Land Surveyors Association of Jamaica annual dinner, said the objective is to eliminate some of the redundant steps in the process.
The process of subdivision, that process is just too slow. This government will make it a priority. So whether it is speeding up, for example, the cadastral map or the titling process through the land process, we will get it done.
A subdivision can be useful for residential, commercial, agricultural, or industrial purposes. The Prime Minister notes that stakeholder partnerships would also be required to make the process faster. The Land Surveyors Association of Jamaica is celebrating its 88th anniversary this year. A working group has been established to deal with the continued depreciation of the Jamaican dollar against the United States currency. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Ole Shaw, made the announcement in Parliament last Tuesday. Mr. Shaw says the group will meet with the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, on a weekly basis. The minister says he is concerned about the rate of depreciation as there is no shortage of foreign exchange, adding that the net international reserves are more than $3 billion.
We have to come together to find a solution. And as a working group, we are going to look steadfastly at the trigger points that can affect the exchange rate negatively.
Mr. Shaw adds that the BOJ and the International Monetary Fund have assessed that the country has a fair market value for the exchange rate. The National Works Agency, NWA, says the repair of a section of the Gordontown Main Road in St. Andrew should be completed in 3 months. The NWA says contractors working on the retaining structure will be excavating about 27 meters along the road to erect the wall, which is being built at a depth of 20 feet. A sum of $27 million is being spent to repair a major breakaway caused by recent heavy rains. Communications manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the agency has completed a toe wall for the area that has broken away.
We are now going to be focusing on the main retaining structure. And so this is going to be done in two phases because of its length and the challenges that we'll have in having it erected while at the same time allowing vehicular access.
Meanwhile, the NWA says some motorists are speeding along the significantly reduced section of the Gordontown Road despite safety features. This presents a danger, and operators of motor vehicles, including JUTC buses, are being urged to exercise caution. And State Minister with Responsibility for Works, Everald Warmington, has announced plans by the government to carry out a national cleanup exercise across the country. Dubbed the National Cleanup and Environmental Beautification Initiative, the project, expected to start soon, entails drain cleaning and bushing and harvesting of plastic bottles for recycling.
We believe this initiative is as timely and necessary to promoting and fostering sound environmental management, civic pride, personal responsibility, and overall health and well-being of the Jamaican people.
Mr. Warmington, who was speaking in the House of Representatives last Wednesday, said the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development previously undertook a similar program which will be continued. He says the Ministries of Economic Growth and Job Creation and Health will be working closely to identify the most critical areas for intervention and better control activities. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office islandwide for entry forms.